Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenzi, and I'm on the grid. I'm also on SiriusXM channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. We are also on the clock. Let's do this thing. We've got early football. We've got early puck action. And this might come as a surprise to everybody, but we're pulling the trigger on the UConn Huskies. That's right. We're going with the pack. UConn Huskies. We're kicking it, Cam. Give me the two touchdowns with UConn here. Ever since the coaching change, Randy Edsall stepped down. This UConn football team's got some fight in them. It's not the best Middle Tennessee State team rolling in here to stores either, Cam. Give me the home dog and give me the over 54.
Not touching the total, but we're on the same side. Middle Tennessee, the Blue Raiders shouldn't be laying 15 points, 14 and a half, 15 against anybody. I'm with Connecticut. I think it's too many points. I'll look at a couple really bad home dogs tonight in college football. Congrats on that late night special. Close game with UNLV, but San Jose State gets the touchdown win. Good night for you on the gridiron.
Thank you very much, Cam. And another heartbreaking loss for the UNLV Running Rebels. They were up 17-3 in that game, and it's almost becoming free money, Cam. Rebels get the lead. Well, actually, you know what? Take the Rebels in the first half, bro. Remember against Fresno State, it was the same thing. They were up 14-0 in the first quarter against Fresno on that Friday night game. We see a pattern. UNLV come out strong, and they just can't hang on to these wins. The number went up to 6, Cam. San Jose State squeezed it out, but we like the over. It got to 47, 27-20 final score, but how about Chris Taylor? How about those Dodgers, Cam? How about those Dodgers, huh?
I'm really, yeah, we'll no, it was that. Great. Like, we had faith.
What about
we
your
had
faith?
And I took, what?
What about
oh,
your
yes,
Leafs?
Yes.
Your Leafs right now.
People, I'm not going to endorse the Leafs. SJ Sharkey has actually been great this year, but this is the way you look at the game. I'm betting the Leafs, but I'll give you a reason why in parlays and on the puck line. San Jose has been on a long road trip. They've been very, very, very solid. Hey, I'll give them credit. They beat Ottawa. They beat Montreal, but eventually tired legs. Leafs haven't been playing up to par after a loss against the Rangers in a game that they played good. This is not a homer pick, Morenci. I would have bet this stuff anyway. I bet it last night. The line's gone through the roof. I understand Hutch. Our boy Hutch is in net for Toronto. Not Campbell's soup, but I like the Leafs to win this game today. I predict the final score 5-2 Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, boy. How about 4-2? Because I
four
just
two,
clicked
oh, yes.
under six, oh, and
the
a half.
Six and a half. Actually, you know what? You can make
how
a case for the under.
How about 4-2?
4-2 is fine. 4-2. 4-2 is fine. Because I had the total. That's a funny thing. I actually six. It was six and then six and a half. It'd be a push for me. I got no problem with this, but here's the deal. I'll give the Sharks all the credit in the world. They've been playing really good game, but you know the way it works in hockey, man. City after city after city. The Leafs haven't been, like, great, but they actually dominated the Rangers and ran into a really hot tender. I think tonight's a little bit different. And I think, you know what? For the case for the under, usually with the backup, you play for him. They're going to play for Hutch tonight. Hutch.
I agree. I think Hutch will be fine. Swear to God, Cam, my head is a different size every day. Like, this is adjustable. It's too tight. It's too small.
I'm gonna be
too big. Like,
your
I'm
head looks
crazy.
Smaller than usual. Like, it's a little bit, like, usually it's like a perfect melon size. Yeah, you're shrinking. I'm getting fatter and you're getting skinnier. Well, what's going on with life?
My brain getting smaller, too, I think.
My brain's getting real shredded. Yeah, I'm with you, buddy.
I'm taking the UConn Huskies. I must be crazy.
Me, too.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. We've got early action right now. We've got early NHL hockey. San Jose Sharks are in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I just pulled the trigger on the under 6.5. Cam told us it's not a homer pick, but he's on the puck line. He's on the Leafs, and he's on the Leafs futures to win the cup. I've got UConn.
Stanley C. Panther to win the cup. That's one that you should be looking at. That team, if they play Spencer Knight. But see, I'm just going to say something really quickly, Gabe. I was supposed to go to this game tonight, but I had to turn down the free tickets with a friend. I can't take a night off for a San Jose-Toronto game. I am going to go with Carmine to Buffalo, though, when the border opens up. My buddy's like, I got tickets to the game tonight. I'm like, I can't. I'm not like you, dude. I don't work for an insurance company. Like they're all getting wasted up there. They're getting paid for today. I'm not going for the game, but later, another time.
What are you saying? I work for an insurance company? You're talking about your buddies.
No, my buddy works for an insurance company. They're taking everybody up to the – he had an extra ticket because some guy didn't show up today. I don't know. Yeah. He's like, you want to come to the game? I'm like
– nah, you're right. As I've learned recently, we've got to pick our spots as to which games to go to, Cam.
Yeah.
Right. This one's not pressing enough. You know what, though, actually? I'm going on Wednesday night to the Whitecaps. And I, you know who they're playing, bro? I can't wait. Minnesota FC SC. Oh, yeah. I'm going to let him have it.
No, Is it Minnesota United?
Dumbest team ever. I'm going to let these guys have it, Cam. Oh, I'm thinking about getting a ticket behind their bench. Let them know. You guys have the stupidest name in sports.
Minnesota United. FC. There it is.
United FC.
You can't be a United you're right. And for people that don't know, Morenci was on the sidelines at a Grey Cup game, and he actually rattled a player in the league. You don't think he's going to rattle a soccer player? Those guys get rattled have any type of threat. Big time.
I caused one of the best kickers in the league to shank two field goals in a championship game.
Pissed me off. I know. You knew I had money on the team. I'm like, what's going on
here? Me and Cam were on opposite sides. Finally, first time Cam's like, argh.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
He sort of looks at me the second time Cam looks over. Hey, you're affecting the game now. You're affecting the game. I remember, too, cops. I even told you. I'm saying, I'm surprised the cops don't tell me to shut up. Hey, the cops are just laughing it up. Hey, guys from the score over there.
He must have the Bombers,
ripping the Riders.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it, raging redhead. Cam Stewart, let's do this thing. We've got some early action here. So we've got UConn. Not often a UConn are on national television, but here we are. And the UConn Huskies actually aren't as bad as they've normally been. All right, we're trying to get all the games up here. We got early hockey. We've got football. We got baseball a little bit later on this evening. Special night last night at Chavez Ravine. Things were pretty bleak, Cam, when it was 2-0 early. And the haters were out strong, but the Los Angeles Dodgers now 7-0, Cam, in elimination games. These guys really are unbelievable when their backs are against the wall. It really is like 7-0, Cam, 7 straight now.
No, that's the thing. And now you got Scherzer going the next game. So, interesting start time, Gabe, right in the middle of college football at 5:08 Eastern time. Kind of an interesting decision there. But I like the Dodgers in this spot. I think we're going to go to 7 games. And tonight... Boston's got to be holding on by a thread here. This is the thing. A lot of people like Houston, but I don't know, man. Eovaldi's a pretty damn good pitcher. If he's got stuff going even on short rest, I'll give Boston another look, both series to go the distance.
You know what? As long as we're talking about the Boston game, let's get into it a little bit right now. Houston Astros -116. Boston Red Sox -102. The total is 9. in this game. And I think now, Cam, that the Red Sox have had a day off to regroup at the Red Lobster.
Yes.
And you know, that they just did not handle anything well. It was one bad call, and it turned into seven runs. You can't have that. Like, even when Buehler got screwed the other day, he only, you know what I mean? He limited it to one after, you know what I mean? They scored one more after he got upset. The Red Sox imploded. It carried over into the early game the next day, which I think was a detriment to them. I just don't think Boston go down like this. And in fact, I'm going to kick myself, Cam, because you called it. You called it. Give you credit. You said, too. You said, take it both, man. Six games is plus 200. Seven games is plus 200. Well, here we are, man. We're in game six, and I think we're going to be going to seven. Look, both the series have gone six, and they're probably both going to go seven. I think they both go seven. I'm calling it right now. They both do go seven.
I think they do. And those are my favorite bets now because you guarantee a win. Unless something, you know what I mean?
You don't have to worry about what team wins either, Cam.
Exactly. And that's the beautiful thing about it. Yeah. And that's huge. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. It goes to that. Goes to those games. You're good. And another thing is, Gabe, you know, like how often does it go the other? No, it's always six. It's always seven. And you're guaranteeing yourself plus money. Listen, if you're playing $25 plays or whatever, whatever. But when you're betting the way you're betting now, and I do when I have money in my pocket, that's guaranteeing yourself like $300-$400 sometimes, and then you can
add it to
bad
at plus 200.
Put some more then you put in the Panther future, then you put in an NFL future that you like, a college future. That's the thing. I'm loving those series bets, and you said it. It doesn't matter who wins. Just go the distance. I love it.
I pulled the trigger, Cam, on the Dodgers. I did the math because the Dodgers are big favorites now, right? And they're going to be, again, if they win, they're going to be the identical favorites again in game seven. Yeah. Right, like the betting market is on the Dodgers. So the Dodgers right now, minus 175. They're plus 170 to win the series, Cam. So, like, I played the series.
Yeah.
I played the series. And in fact, it's up to plus 184 right now. Actually, so why would you lay minus 175 twice?
I'm not.
When you can get plus 184. The math doesn't add up if you played the Dodgers.
What do I got the Dodgers at? Oh, that's World. Yeah, that was when they were down. World Series plus 275.
They're plus 184 right now to win this series, Cam. Yet they're minus 175 favorites tomorrow. And they're going to be minus 175 favorites again. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, if you're betting the Dodgers tomorrow, you got to take the series price.
I agree.
And if you want to hedge, look, I put $371, Cam, to pay $1,000 back.
Yeah,
so I got the Dodgers. What simple 1,000?
Love those even numbers, eh? That's the. I do the same in golf. I'm like, the thing comes
371,
up 96. I'm like, how do I get over? I got 5. Oh, yeah, no, four, nine, like I like even numbers.
I actually went down. I was at 375. I was like, no, I don't want 1,014. That's bothering me. I don't want that. I was like, 74, 71. Yeah. You know what's really diabolical when you start getting into the cents, though, Cam. That's what I give it up. I'm like, all right, now you're just obsessive compulsive.
I've done it before.
$368 and 21 cents. I'm like, no. And 19 cents. No, 17. Oh, that's the one. 17 cents. And it evens out.
I do it all the time, Renzi. I guess you're telling me I'm sick because I like to go.
We're obsessive compulsive. I think we have a problem.
A problem. One time a guy called me and said, you made the same bet 17 times. Why didn't you just put $1,000 on it instead of like $75?
Because you have a problem.
I love clicking. If you don't know, we do this every day. Yes. It's kind of like that person who's like, I got to get scratch tickets. That's what happens, man. Like, yeah, I love hitting the buttons. There's no denying it.
Man, there was a lottery ticket the other night, $65 million winner. And it was actually one in my city, and I can't believe this because the nice Filipino ladies at my corner pharmacy, when I went in, they asked me, did I play? And I said, no, I didn't play. And they said, oh, it's going to be, she said, I think it's your lucky day today. I think you should play. And then when you win, you could take us out of here because we don't like working here. That's what they told me. I thought they liked it there. She goes, and please, if you win, come save me because I want to get out of here.
Amazing.
And I said, you know what? I said, all right. I said, I promise. If I win, I'm coming back for you guys. And they said, oh, yeah, we're going to play. We're going to give you money if we win. And then I see winning tickets sold in Vancouver. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God, man.
It happens. It happens in spurts.
I would not have won. I would not have won because I saw the numbers. It was like 9, 34, 30. You know, one thing about lotteries, guys, we'll get into the picks here. We're giving lottery picks now. Me and Cam have actually bet on the lottery. Speaking of, like, really.
That's low.
Like,
it is.
You know you got a problem when you're watching the New York State Lottery on a Sunday night, waiting for the lady to come on, and you've got $500 on over under 16 ping pong ball. Like, will it go over under? Will the number come out?
Can't say it's not fun.
Comes out four. Oh, that's a rush, Cam.
It sure is.
Because you just put $500 like, okay, over under 16, and you're there. And she draws the first ball out. You're like, yes, it's eight. Yes, I win. Right? Like, that's when you know you got a problem. But I'm telling you, Cam, all these lottery numbers you'll always notice, bro. Always. The numbers go in a row, bro. It'll be like 7, 8, 41, 42, 44, 46.
Yes, they do.
You know what I mean? It's always like in blocks. Like if you can just sort of like blindly go, you know what? I'm going to play 53, 54, 56, 58, and 4. Mm-hmm. It's always, I'm telling you, look at the history of winning lottery numbers. They're always clumped together.
It's true. It's very true. And another thing is, you know, that people don't realize, they are at the same, like when they win in the same city, it's a lot of the time at the same kiosk. Like I was telling a guy at the mall, we had a chat because he sports gambles and stuff. It's like $1 million ticket sold here, $480,000 ticket. The guy's got like 15 of these things and the other guy's got like one. Gabe, I'm telling you, some terminals, I don't know what it is. There's certain lucky spots.
You're right.
I don't know what it is. They just hit them. It's crazy. The guy tells me.
The store owner gets 2%.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, your store, yeah, you get to the lottery company kicks in, like to the, if the store sells the winning ticket, the store owner does. It's not a lot. It's not a lot, but it's like the other lottery tip will tell you, do not play scratch tickets. They don't win.
Horrible. No,
they don't win. Like I was in every store I'm ever in. I always ask, anyone ever win? They're like, oh God, no. Like, you know what I mean? Like ask the people in the store, people win at scratch tickets. They'll say, no, they don't. They don't. All right, sort of like teasers in the NFL.
Well, that's what happened. That's all I got. When I was a kid.
What happened last night? Did you play it? Well, what? Scratch tickets.
Yeah.
Last night, so, did you do? You got screwed because you didn't get to 33, right?
Yeah. We'll talk about some
Sorry.
Other things. Sorry. Anyway, quickly, I don't know how much time we got. As a kid, I remember I found money, bought my first lottery ticket, pot of gold, scratch, won $100, hooked for life. I was just going in to buy some hockey cards, and next thing you know, I'm jonesing for lottery tickets for the rest of my life. Had to get off that train.
Thank God I'm not addicted to that. That video poker and horse racing. I'd be in big trouble if I was.
I bet horses today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thing again. It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morency. Still scoreless in the hockey game right now. 10 minutes in. The Leafs are on the power play. I'm on S.J. Sharkey. Yeah, pretty impressive Eastern.
I thought you were just on the under in this game.
Oh, sorry. I'm on the under. S.J. Sharkey and the Leafs under, I was going to say. Pretty good road trip for them on East Coast. I've only got the under 6.5.
Gabe, you like
I'm glad
it.
It's scoreless.
I'd actually say that's a good pick on S.J. Sharkey, but you know what, Gabe? Listeners, you have to listen to me on this one here. This is very, very, very important. Gabe brought up the best point. This is an angle that is through everything. Screw the coach getting fired and this and that. Long last game of road trip, okay? Unders with this team against Toronto with backup goalie. Under. I think you're absolutely on it, Morency. Home team Leafs have to play defensive for a bad goaltender, and other team just wants to get the hell out of there. They're going to play a safe game and try no tricks. And at 6.5,
I think the Sharks are a big under, Kim. They don't have any goal scorers. Like, San Jose Sharks just have to work hard. That's what they need to
do.
And this is the way they're doing. This is the way they're playing, and it's been working for them early. These young teams can skate, man. Right?
That's the whole thing,
man. If you skate and you work hard, You don't need talent in hockey. Skate, work hard.
Work hard.
Very simple. Work hard. Yep. Forecheck, backcheck, paycheck. Right? Yep. As they say, Letterkenny. Letterkenny, it's a great line. Forecheck, yeah, backcheck, paycheck. Fist bump.
I'll say this, too. This college game, it's what we talked about, too. So UConn had a drive going. They stalled. Middle Tennessee gets the ball back. Another missed 40-yard field goal. Like, I know these guys are kids. It's just kicking has never been. And, oh, it's good for us. It's good. We don't need Middle Tennessee
also
to score. Oh, I didn't know. Okay, sorry. I'm just saying, though, these guys, I don't know what's going on, man. It is the worst time for kicking in the history of football. Nobody can kick other than Justin Tucker and a couple guys. It's just, it's really bad, Gabe. Really bad.
Hey, last night, though, the NFL game did work out for us. We hit the teasers. The props were good.
To the under. Like, yeah, it was
the
great.
The props, like, yeah, it was
first touchdown
night
score
last night.
Johnson, I hit. Yeah, no, it was a very good night.
It was a good night. Yeah. Like, I haven't had a good week. Like, I had a bad Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Like, yeah,
not bad.
It happens.
But, yeah, no, I had a bad, like basically I lost, then broke even. That's when I knew I'd turn the corner. I was like, well, at least I didn't lose tonight. Right? I broke even. The next day I won a little bit. And then last night, Cam, boom. You know, San Jose over, UNLV, San Jose State, the Mike. Thank God. Oh, bro, the Raging Cajuns, man. They won by 1 point only on the money line parlay. They're 18-point favorites. They won by
all
one.
All those people, money line parlays. Oh, my God. Like, can you believe that? 18
the heart attack. For a minus 1,200, too, Cam. It was minus 1,200. Those, like, what about, I added, like, 18 cents to that to, like, lose 2 years of my life.
That's the rule that I have now when I'm doing these money line parlays, like, around minus 500. That's about, like, where I can. I know it looks so easy, but you're right, Morenzi. Like, for what you get more of it, is it really worth the risk? I can't believe that game.
Well, so when you click it, you think, wow, there's no way they lose.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're not going to lose this game.
But you're looking at the difference. Like, when I click it now, I kind of look. I'm like, wow, 326 to 333 for, like, a whole team that has to go out and win the game. It's just not cool. I'm not a big fan.
I wanted to do a quick NFL line check here. We'll get into our best bets a little bit later on. But the Cincinnati Bengals, big game for the Bengals. They're in Baltimore this week. The Ravens lay 6.5, total 46.5. I'm not in love with the NFL card this weekend, but I got three, four spots that catch my eye. And surprisingly enough, this next one is it. I'm taking the New York Giants.
They're my favorite. One of my favorite games of the week.
Yeah. The Giants don't win at home ever, and we know this.
Yep.
And we know. We always tell you, don't take the Giants at home. Don't take the Giants at home. This is a spot the Giants can win. The Carolina Panthers are a fraud. Without Christian McCaffrey, they're helpless. Sam Darnold has been exposed. Everybody got too excited because they beat the Jets in week one. Darnold's a turnover machine once again. He doesn't like New York, Darnold. And it's not the Jets, but it's still the same damn stadium, Cam. You know what I mean? He's going to the same stadium. He's going to be pulling in. The memories will not be good. Oh, yeah, remember the time I got mono here? Remember the time I said I saw a ghost here? Remember the time I got booed off the field here? Like, there's not, like, anything positive for him. Giant fans are going to let him have it about the ghost stuff and all that. Like, he's just, he's from California, Ken. I mean, like, he's just, he never liked New York. He never fit in New York. And I think the Giants lose. Joe Judge might get fired after the game. Gettleman,
well, that's
too, but.
Exactly.
Like, I don't like betting on because they need it. I just think the Giants can win this game. I think they're probably as good as this. We're getting 3 points. There's no way in hell you can take the Panthers on the road as favorites, man. I'm not laying 3 points with Sam Darnold. Are we crazy?
Yeah, I think the Giants are a must play. It's one of my favorite games of the week. As I said, we're reading each other's mail. I didn't even know you liked the Giants this week. It's funny, Gabe. I'm doing what I did before. It worked one time. I'm doing the New York two-step again. I'm taking the Jets as well. That's what I'm doing this week. New York.
That's ballsy,
New York,
taking the Jets, but yeah, I get it.
I think they can actually win the game, but we'll see what happens here. This is what I'm going to say about that game, too. Judge took a lot of responsibility talking about the fish, you know, cut it off from the head, it reeks type of thing. And he's trying to take the pressure off the team. And as for Jones, I do the show with Walsh every Sunday. I've never met a man that hated Daniel Jones more. I know he's bad, but you're also playing a defense.
No.
In this defense against Carolina, he's going to, you know what? Take his rushing props over because Carolina brings an aggressive pass edge rush. He's going to go, wee. He's going to be right. I'm telling you, Daniel Jones is going to run for a touchdown.
It drives me crazy, Cam.
50 yards.
when I see after when the Giants lose and you always see like the mock drafts, oh, Giants will select Carson Strong, Giants. Anybody that's watching the New York Giants this year, what game has Daniel Jones cost them? Dude, their defense is terrible. Their offensive line sucks. Everybody's hurt all the time.
The offensive line's a problem.
Like, I don't know, like people, I'm telling you, Daniel Dimes will be done in New York because he'll be gone when Gettleman's gone, and Gettleman's going to be gone soon. They're going to throw everybody under the bus, and they're probably going to give the keys to Joe Judge for whatever reason to control things. That's the way I think this is probably going to play out, but I guarantee you, Danny Dimes will get picked up, and he'll be good on another team. You know what I mean? Like, a good team will pick him up because he can make plays. If you give him time and he's on a decent team, yeah, he's not perfect, but he's not the reason the Giants are losing like they are. There's a cheap shot from the Leafs. Is that a penalty?
I don't know. It's good.
Yeah, that had to be. Yeah, it's boring. Who's that? Richie?
I like Richie.
Those dirty leaves.
That's what happened, man.
Those dirty leaves. Yeah.
Ah, come on. I will say this. It's a little push from behind, but come on, dude. That guy barely, that's a love tap.
Is that Ray Ferraro's kid?
Yeah, it is. That Ray? Yeah, it's Ray Ferraro. He's good. Yeah, Ray Ferraro's kid. I'm going to give SJ Sharkey some credit. Like, their team, like, when you look at them, I thought they were going to be brutal. They're off to a really good start. Hate to say this, too. Evander Kane is one of the best players. But that distraction, it's like Philadelphia 76ers. You don't need it.
Yeah, he's got to go.
Simmons. He's you don't need it. It's time. Enough is enough. Like, these kids just need to play hockey. They don't have to worry about
I've defended
guy.
Kane.
Yeah.
I said he's not O.J. Simpson. He didn't attack his wife. I said he never bet on hockey. And I don't know what you're talking about. But Kane. You can't lie to your teammates about being vaccinated and give the San Jose Sharks a fake vaccination card.
What kind of person is that? Lying to your friends about getting vaccinated.
For everything. I said, you're done, bro. Like, we can't have you in this room.
No. If he's going to lie about something that's stupid, he's going to lie about, like, sleeping with your buddy's wife or this or that. I'm not saying he did, but if he lies about something like a vaccination.
Well, it's all because he didn't want to live with the COVID protocol. So what, you don't want to eat alone in the hotel, so you lied to him?
Exactly. Like, come on, man.
No, you can't lie about being vaccinated. You got to tell people. And say, listen, I'm not vaccinated. Yeah. Fine, don't be vaccinated. Live by the protocol. I don't care. Right? But you can't just slide in with a fake card. Like, God, this guy really is an idiot. Like,
like, I don't even really know what to say. That's it. Hey, here's my card.
Is 21 games too harsh? Is that too harsh for him? Like, for
actually, I got to be honest with you. I'd give him 40 just for being that stupid. And you try to get a plagiarized card, you can't even do it properly as an NHL player. Like, Gabe, we probably know somebody who's got fake.
How did he think that he was not going to get caught? How did he think he was not going to get caught?
I don't think he thinks. That's the whole moral of the story. He doesn't think.
Like, did it ever cross his mind that, you know what? I'm under investigation for gambling. They think I beat my wife up all the time. Maybe this is not a good idea.
About lying about vaccinations?
Maybe it's not a good idea. I'm just saying. Maybe. All right, so Detroit Lions, my poor boy Goff. Even our boy Cephas is out, Cam. Everyone's out. They have no wide receivers. They didn't even have wide receivers when they had wide receivers. This game's going under. I'll tell you that. This game's going to go under.
I agree with
this. This is going to be like one of those college games, Cam. I've been making money with the Georgia games to the under. You can't score on them. So basically, Georgia blow you out and they win 38-3 or something, but it takes two to tango to get it over. So the total is 50.5 here, guys. Let me ask you guys, how many points do you really think the Detroit Lions are going to score in this game?
Six.
Yeah. I was going to say 10. 10?
Nine. So let's say on a good day, we'll take our average. They get nine. Yeah, they get nine. All right, ten. Yeah.
All right. This isn't college. The Rams aren't going to beat them 48-10. They're going to take the pedal off the metal. Sean McVay's already feeling bad. Said he doesn't like, he regrets the way he handled the Goff situation. Right? And I said at the time it was a scumbag move. Not a scumbag move making a change, but the way he handled it was scumbag. And he's owning up to it now. I think it'll be sort of a mercy thing. They're going to be like, listen, we're winning 38-3, guys. It's enough. We don't need to kill Jared here. You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
It's 38-3. Call off the dogs. Like, they're gonna smoke them. 27-0, 27-3, 38-10.
I got 34. My score was 34-6. That's what I had.
We're in the same. But you get what I'm saying? How do they get to 51, Ken? How do they get to 51? I don't see how.
Not. I don't either.
I don't I like the under. I like the under. All right, we'll get into we'll get into tonight's board next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morency. Scoreless, SJ Sharkey and Carlton the Bear. If it's a if it's a battle of mascots, SJ Sharkey wins.
SJ Sharkey takes Carlton the Bear.
Would be like he's got him in like a
you know, nice back move there, and then he's gonna give him a figure four, a leg drop, a couple other.
Think of Carlton the Bear. He's not an angry bear. He's like a teddy.
He's a teddy bear.
You know what I mean? Even our boy Fincam, like from Vancouver, he's got a little bite to him. Man, you could tell. You don't want to mess with the whale. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he'll get you. Like, you know what I mean?
And
like,
Stanley C. Panther.
Cool, but he'll get you.
Stanley P. C. Panther has, like, a coolness to him. Like the fiberglass pink.
Oh, he's like,
you know,
Joe
the pink
cool.
Panther.
He's like Hong Kong Fooey. He's like Hong Kong Fooey.
Exactly. Like Stanley C. Panther could have, you know, a dart hanging out of his mouth and like, hey, guys, like, you know what I mean? He's Joe Cool, the camel. I'll tell you, Carlton the Bear is a community bear. He's very friendly. He instills no fear in anybody, and that's about it. Yeah, like it's just that's in the mascot wars, he's right kind of at the bottom.
All right, we've got we're waiting on Dubsy right now. Let me just show you this. Get the picture up if you can here, the pin placement. I want to show you this, Kim.
Yeah.
I want to go. This is just too good. This is the pin placement at the state of Ohio high school championships. Look at these statistics, son of a bitches. That's the pin placement.
On a downhill, like, wow, that's almost illegal, you know? Looks pretty deep there.
Let me get you the scores here, Cam. The picture doesn't really fully do it justice.
No, I could already tell. It's
there's a video. Okay, so the pin on the number 12 at North Star today for the Ohio State High School Athletic Division II Boys Golf State Championship. Multiple sources on the ground say there have been five putts or worse in almost every group. A few 8 putts. The 370-yard par 4 is currently playing to an average of 6.28. Like, parents, Cam, like you should see, like, parents were flipping. Like, there's a mother yelling on the course here. There's a video and stuff. She's like, what the F? They're like, this hole shouldn't count. Like, they're like, the hole shouldn't count. Like, dude, like, it's diabolical. Who the hell puts a pin at the top of a hill with a slant, Cam, like this?
Jerks. That's who. Jerks.
It's a high school tournament.
A lot of good players in there in the state, but no, you can't do that to kids.
Hey, that's where Jack is from. Jack, Ohio State.
Yes, he is. The Golden Bear is from Ohio. He went to Ohio State for sure, but even the Golden Bear will tell you.
Who's
the best Michigan golfer? I don't know. It's a good question. A lot of good players from Ohio. Best golfer in Michigan? I'm trying to think. Who's the best golfer in Michigan?
There's no current guy on the tour at all, right?
Seems Ryan like Armour SEC. Is. Ryan Armour's from Michigan. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Best golfer from Michigan?
Here it is. Here's a Michigan debate.
Okay.
Best golfer in school history. Hard to argue against
Calvin Pete will be the
Calvin
best golfer from Michigan. And I got two for you. Walter Hagen, legend, Calvin Pete. Those are your Michigan Golfer Hall of Fame right there. With a little Dan Pohl, he can get the bronze. Hagen and Pete, those guys are huge. But PGA golfers are from Michigan.
Whatever happened to Kyle Mueller? Kyle Mueller was like a great. He set all kinds of records in college, but he didn't. I didn't know that Calvin Pete, is a Michigan Wolverine, huh?
Didn't know Calvin Pete was from Michigan. I love Calvin Pete.
Glad I brought it up.
Game. Yep, me too. Me too. So
golf
here's the
is
thing
like
about
SEC. SEC the PGA Tour. SEC.
Justin Thomas, Alabama, right? Actually, Xander Schauffele, you know what school he went to?
Oh, you know what?
Good football school actually, that we talk about.
Schauffele, say he's an Aztec. Yeah, I was going to say. Pac-12, good golf. Pac-12, Stanford, Cal, yes. Those guys are great golfers.
Oh,
a lot of
time.
Great guys like Morikawa, Tiger Woods. I can go on, right? Like,
Morikawa
Big 12, went to Cam.
Cal, yeah.
He's
Big 12.
Cal, yeah, Cal Berkeley, Morikawa. Dude, yeah, Texas Longhorns, a lot of good golfers.
Oh, Scottie Scheffler.
Jordan Spieth. My boy, Doug Gim. On the tour now.
Doug Gim, Texas. Yeah, no, there's a lot. No, one another good
more.
Spot.
Is it JT? Justin Thomas is a Longhorn, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's Alabama. He went to Alabama.
He's Alabama. Sorry, you just said that. Yeah, yeah.
Know where Dustin Johnson went to? The best. He didn't go to like the schools?
Yeah. He's a Coastal Carolina Chanticleer, isn't he?
Chanticleer's Dustin.
Yeah, he's a Coastal
Johnson.
Carolina.
Yeah, can you believe that? All the schools. Yeah, wicked. Oh, yeah, he likes the park.
And what happened? So Patrick Reed went to Georgia State.
Patrick,
but what, he got booted?
He went to Augusta,
Georgia? He got booted from the Georgia Bulldogs, I think?
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to say this, whatever. Allegedly.
He had a problem with things missing in his room.
Yeah, like,
in the dorm.
Next thing you know, I'm missing like a ring. I'm missing my wallet. Hey, where's Patrick? I don't know. Patrick, he doesn't seem to be here.
He had to go to Georgia State. All right, anyways. Yeah. Remember David Tom's LSU? Because we had Mike the Tiger.
Mr. Burns went to LSU too. Sam Burns is an LSU Tiger. Very good.
So speaking of schools, UCF. You want to talk about madhouses? That stadium's a madhouse, all right? Me and Cam are not the biggest fans of the city of Orlando, but I'd like to go to a game there, but
I would like to go back.
I would like
to go back under different circumstances too. It was a long, weird day with Dick getting wasted and went to the resort and this and that. Like, if we go to a game there, I think things will be a little bit better. We just were in a bad spot, you know.
And I was there, right? Yeah, we're older and more mature now.
That's debatable.
We're older now. We can agree on that. We're older.
Yeah, the fact
we're
is,
older. I don't know about mature. Yeah. Oh, we're older now. We're still the same. So, 10-0 Middle Tennessee State right now.
See, I don't like that.
Memphis at UCF. Yeah. I like the home team. Give me UCF. This isn't the best Memphis team, Cam. UCF are pretty good at home, right? They're a good home team. They're not a good road team. It's like Drew was talking about. These Florida teams are like this. Very intense. They're 3-3. You know, I mean, Malzahn's trying to build something here and rebuild this thing back up. Central Florida 5-1 to the over on the season. You know, like I said, this is not a great Memphis Tiger football team, right? I mean, Navy are down this year. They beat Navy 35-17. They lost at Tulsa 35-29. They lost at Temple, Cam, 34-31. Like, you notice a pattern here. Memphis are not very good on the road. And you look at Central Florida. Central Florida are a good home team, right? So, I mean, yeah, and they're coming off. They got smashed last week, Cam. At Cincinnati, 56-21.
That's,
I think,
not
it's a
their
bounce
fault.
Back here for them.
Cincinnati's a damn good team, man. That's Gabe, I have a game. I like UCF as well. I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't bet that game. The final game of the night, I'm gonna tell you something. I have an opinion.
Yeah,
I'm
doing it too. I'm doing it too.
No, but I think we should make a contract. If this team that we're gonna pick in this game does not cover, we can't bet on them anymore or bet against
them.
I've already said it.
They've got me now, Cam. I'm in the trap with Arizona. They've caught up to me.
It's one of my favorite games of the week.
I've bet them like 3 times this year. And I'm like,
it's a good
every time. I'm like, never again. I'm never betting this team again.
And tonight's
tonight,
good, though.
I'm like, oh, I'm taking them plus the points tonight. Yeah.
How the hell's Washington?
Washington can't score 17, 18
exactly.
points, 18 points.
Yeah. Arizona. If Arizona's not drunk and on like pills tonight in the game and they take the field sober,
give us 10. Give us 10 to 13 points and we easily cover.
I agree.
24-10. 24-13.
I'm going to tell you something crazy.
20-10. 27-10 we cover. The game goes under as well. It's going to go under.
If Arizona goes up in this game and actually has a will to win, the money line is not even out of the question. I'm a Washington Husky guy, Gabe. You know my family and stuff in Washington State. They're a bad.
So you're saying
you
this
saw,
is the
they're
spot.
They're not a good football team. Yes. Arizona is the play tonight. That's my big game.
Line?
Yeah.
It's an 18-game losing streak. Plus 710.
I'm betting it. I can't say no. I'm going to put $40 on it. Try to hit a home run here.
Honestly, I did an ESPN radio hit earlier, Cam.
And you said you like
I said best Arizona. Bet. Both of the hosts were like, oh, really? Oh.
No,
I said, listen. I said, man, Washington laying 17.5 points and said they have a hard time scoring 17 points. Like you said, like all Arizona have to do is just give us 10 points. Give it 2 touchdowns. We cover the number. Like they 10 points. Like what are the team totals here? What are the team totals? Let's see. What's Washington's team total going to be like? All right, let's see. Team total. Total. All right, here we go. Clicking. All right. Arizona total team points. 13.5. That might be a bet right there. Can we get to 14?
I think they can. Against Washington? Damn right.
All right. Washington's team total is 31.5.
Under.
I don't think they can.
I'm telling you.
Well, I don't think
final
they
score,
get 31
final score, Arizona 20, Washington 17. Shocker. Shocker.
Wow. So we're coming in money line.
$700. I almost want to put $100 on it because if it hits, it's like lottery time. Anyway, I'm crazy. I'm betting Arizona.
Put a nickel. $3,500 back. Come on.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. No, I'm just taking I'll take the points, sprinkle on the money line.
I'd say 50 on the money line, Cam. That'll pay you back like $300.
You're right.
350. Yeah. 31.5 points. I don't see that happening. I think both the team totals. I think Washington under 31.5, Arizona over 13.5, and then Arizona plus the points. And the under in the football game. Like I said, I think your score is pretty close too. 20-17, 23-17, 24-13, 24-10. Like if Washington play great, dude, they win 30-10. That's if like everything falls into place for them, which it won't. Like Arizona can battle here.
Do you think Washington wants to play this game? The answer is no. They do not want to play this game. I don't even think they want to care about this trip. That's what I'm saying. Anyway.
They can't be too enthusiastic. They're 2-4. The wheels are falling off. They're 1-5 against that's another thing, guys. They're 1-5 against the spread. They're laying 17.5 points on the road.
Yeah.
Arizona are 0-6, but they are 2-4 ATS. You want to hang your hat on something. Guys,
this is
Washington.
The week, Gabe. This
Washington are 5-1 to the under, guys. All that tells you is they can't score. They can't score. Right? So you're going to be laying points?
No, laying right,
so
points.
What 7
what
o'clock coming up here. Give me UCF. Did I put this play in or what?
No, I
this game's coming up right now.
I'm going back to the Indiana Pacers tonight after their collapse in the first game. I know Washington looked good. Washington Beals out. Indiana money line, and I'll also take them -1.5 in this spot. I don't know what to do with the Raptor games at 7:40. I'm probably going to pass, but give me Indiana as my early game. And I'm looking at Cleveland as a home dog against Charlotte in the NBA early spot, early stuff.
UCF, give me UCF money line and over 63. UCF and the over.
We'll see what happens tonight. Washington, Arizona. I'm going to be watching that game tonight. Like, Arizona. That team drives me nuts.
We'll have our 7 o'clock picks on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions.
Decisions.
I am Gabriel Morency. Touchdown, UConn. Yes, go UConn. Let's go UConn. 10-7, baby.
That's the Husky.
Score again. We're going to take the lead. Give me the Central Florida money line. UConn. Wow, Cam, should we do it? It's like plus 500 right now.
No. I'm happy with the plus 14.
Arizona, UConn, money line. Yes. Is this what our lights come to? We're taking the UConn money line. It's going to be Central Florida on the money line, but that's a pick'em, so that's a fair money line. I'm going over.
I'm just happy that UConn got a touchdown. We're back in this game. This is great. This is great, right, man. I'm really
NBA
happy.
NBA basketball. What do you think about this Hornets-Cavs game? That's a tough one.
Cavs.
Give me the Wizards.
Cavs.
I'm taking the – what's up with the Wizards? Are they missing people?
Please don't take the Wizards. Indiana. I'm on Indiana. Don't go against me tonight. Can't we just have a team program? We're going to have Dubsy on later on in the next block. We'll talk golf. Hideki Matsuyama leading. That's great. Come on. Let's be all on the same team. Team. Indiana. Beal out.
So Bradley Beal's out officially. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
All right. Pass.
Indiana.
Knicks Magic.
Pass.
Ugh.
Lee Magic.
The Knicks are probably going to cover.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anything at 7 in NHL?
I think that game's at
Bruins,
7.
Bruins, Sabres.
I like
what
the
about
over.
The Sabres?
Yeah, Sabres. They're going to lose tonight. They're going to lose.
I'm taking the Sabres plus a puck and a half.
You know what? I got no problem with that. I like the Sabres play. You know what? This game's probably going to go to overtime. I like the over 5.5. This is the Sharks game goes under. Sabres Bruins goes over. 5.5.
So
I'll take the over.
7 o'clock action. Give me the Buffalo Sabres plus a man. We're betting on every worst team in the country tonight. The Sabres.
Yes, we are.
That's the worst. That's the theme tonight. Buffalo Sabres plus a goal and a half, and give me UCF to win the football game against Memphis, and UCF and Memphis to go over 63. Points. And don't worry, we'll have plenty more bets for you on the other side.
Way more.
You've got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming, odds, and more.
You know,
the important stuff.